It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, December 3rd, 2014. Today is the birthday of celebrated American artist Gilbert Stuart, born in 1755 in Saunderstown, Rhode Island. His father was an immigrant from Scotland who made snuff, and his mother was from a prominent landowning family who no doubt thought her marriage to the hard-working Scotsman was a mistake. The family moved to Newport when Stuart was six, and by this time his father had become a commercial merchant. Young Gilbert soon demonstrated an interest in drawing and painting, and at age 15 he was apprenticed to acclaimed Scottish artist Cosmo Alexander, who was in the colonies for a time. When Alexander returned to Scotland, Stuart went along to continue his studies. But his mentor died a year later, and unable to remain in Scotland on his own, he returned to America in 1773. Gradually, his reputation grew, and before he was 25, his talent enabled him to attract wealthy clients who paid large commissions. Soon, he was as famous and nearly as well paid as the great English artists Joshua Reynolds and Thomas Gainsborough. Throughout his career, Gilbert Stuart produced portraits of over 1,000 people, including the first six presidents of the United States. His work can be found today in art museums across the United States and the United Kingdom, most notably the Metropolitan Museum and the Frick Collection in New York, the National Gallery of Art in Washington, the National Portrait Gallery in London, and the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. His best-known work is an unfinished portrait of George Washington that was begun in 1796. Stuart retained the portrait and used it to paint 130 copies, which he sold for $100 each. The image of George Washington featured in the painting has appeared on the United States $1 bill for over 100 years and on numerous U.S. postage stamps. It was also mass-produced in inexpensive prints and engravings, which at one time hung on the wall of nearly every schoolroom and in every courthouse in the country. Stuart's method for working with his subjects was to engage them in lively chat. When he first encountered Washington, however, he found the president to be difficult. Stuart's usual charm and repartee failed to enliven this tight-lipped man, but he finally broke through Washington's reserve by discussing horses, a favorite topic of the president who was an accomplished rider. Stuart also painted another celebrated image of Washington known as the Lansdowne portrait, a large full-length work which hangs in the East Room of the White House. During the burning of Washington by British troops in the War of 1812, as every schoolchild used to know, this painting was saved through the intervention of First Lady Dolly Madison. In 1824, Stuart suffered a stroke which left him partially paralyzed. Nevertheless, he continued to paint for 2 years until his death in Boston at the age of 72. His advice to young artists was, "Paint what you see and look with your own eyes." And with characteristic wit, he had this to say about capturing the likenesses of prominent people. "They bring you a potato and expect you to paint them a peach." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 3rd, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.